News. I'm John Scott. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is hailing the bipartisan passage of the 2025 National Defense Authorization Act. And on the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says the so-called woke agenda of recent years has successfully been stripped out of the appropriation.
One of the things that we were really focused on is doing exactly what you said, and that is return the emphasis of our national defense policy to national defense. We took out a lot of the woke progressive, agenda, not part of that policy prescription. And we prevailed in that. For the first time in federal law, we will be prescribing, and that is preventing, trans surgeries on minors, the funding of that.
Johnson's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnews.com, climatic conditions improving in Southern California. Cooler temperatures, calmer winds, and a chance of rainfall this week are forecast to help firefighters as they battle a wind-driven wildfire. The Franklin Fire has driven thousands from their homes in Malibu. This Malibu homeowner, who evacuated to a hotel, says the fire torched his four-bedroom home in the Malibu Knolls neighborhood.
We lost some pets. We had, bunnies that got, did not make it. And we lost, a lot of stuff. So I think my girls cried, obviously. But it could have been worse, I guess.
About 20,000 people remain under evacuation orders. The Franklin Fire, only 7% contained over 6 square miles. Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 92 points, the NASDAQ composite 61 points in the red. This is SRN News. A California woman files suit over sex change procedures.
The 20-year-old female UCLA student accuses Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy of pressuring her into taking testosterone so she could live as a male at the age of 12. The plaintiff, who no longer wants to change her gender, says the treatments have left her unable to bear children. Dr. Olson Kennedy is considered a leader in the field of so-called transgender care, promoting puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A clergyman is trying to keep the tiny Greek village of Fortuna alive. Orthodox priest Constantine Dusikas is raising money to attract families to the village, which could disappear due to its aging population. The grassroots effort is attracting national attention in Greece, where the birth rate has plummeted. The Orthodox Church argues the incentives are welcome but insufficient. This is SRN News. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Kroger and Albertson's failed effort toward a merger.
Albertsons is suing Kroger for failing to approve their proposed supermarket merger. The two companies are accusing each other of not doing enough to push their proposed alliance through, and Albertsons pulled out of a nearly $25 billion deal. The bitter breakup came the day after two judges issued injunctions to block the merger, saying it could reduce competition and harm consumers. Albertsons is now suing Kroger, asking for $600 million for a termination fee, as well as billions of dollars in legal fees and lost shareholder value. Kroger says the claims are baseless. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Former U.S. Representative Jim Leach has died at the age of 82. The Republican served 30 years as a politician and represented Iowa until 2006. More on these stories at srnnews.com.